Morning.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and recently I had a chance to talk with Liberty Health Share's Chief Operations Officer. His name is Matt Bellis, and he talked about what exactly HealthShare is. You know, everyone's paying a little bit more for health insurance these days and looking for new avenues to help pay for those health insurance bills. Well, he's got some details on it, and we'll get to that interview now here on In Focus. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here on the phone with Liberty HealthShare Chief Communications Officer Matt Bellis, joining us here on the program to talk a little bit about a company that provides health insurance sharing, and he's going to dive a little bit more into that or explain a little bit. First of all, Matt, thanks for being here on the program with us here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Matt, tell us a little bit about Liberty HealthShare and what you guys do there.
Liberty HealthShare is a 501c3 nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry. We're a national organization of like-minded men and women of conscience and faith who have gathered together to share in each other's medical expenses. It's no different than if you were to go to a church or a community center on the day and just say, "Hey, everybody, I broke my arm. Here's my medical bills. Can you all help me?" And people come up and give you money. That's basically what we do, although Liberty HealthShare puts technology behind it and systems behind it to make sure the bills are taken care of and gone through our processes. But it's really coming back to a way people have known healthcare to be in the past. It's member helping member, neighbor helping neighbor, person-to-person medical cost sharing.
All right. And is this a kind of a new concept here, or has this been going on for a while?
Well, it has been going on since in modern times, since the 80s. Actually, the first modern healthcare sharing ministry started in 1982, and it has been predominantly in smaller Christian communities, faith circles, where people are sharing in and amongst each other, primarily within maybe a church or something of the like. But we saw the debate going on in the national realm, and we said, man, we really have to explore what healthcare sharing can do for the rest of the country. And so in 2013, we relaunched with our parent ministry, Liberty HealthShare, to bring healthcare sharing to as many people as possible.
All right, so kind of a different concept. Maybe not everybody always thinks about it here. Tell us a little bit more about how it works.
Well, every single month, you send in what's called a share amount. For a single, that's $2.99. For a couple, that's $3.99. For a family of three or more, we don't count more than three or more, $5.29 per month. And you send that every single month to another member who has need. We line you up with a specific member, and that money goes to them whenever they actually have a medical bill that is in need. And then whenever you have a need, likewise, you pay what's called your annual unshared amount. It's not a money that you pay before sharing commences. $1,000 for an individual, $1,750 for a couple, $2,250 for a family. And you pay that much, and then after that's done, then the rest of your medical bill is then shared. But those are the primary costs that a member would see. But every single month, member sends in their money, it gets assigned to somebody else in need, and whenever you have a need, likewise, members send money to you.
So how do you sign up for this and the cost per month that you'll pay here?
Yeah, go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can click on our free decision guide there. It's right on the website. You can also give us a call, 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org. The monthly amounts that you would pay are just what I was talking about with the share amounts, $2.99 for a single, $3.99 for a couple, $5.29 for a family of three or more.
Gotcha. Well, as far as the success of this, what do you hear from your customers and how much they enjoy stuff like this?
You know, there's a lot of reasons why people join Liberty HealthShare and why they like it. A lot of people find it to be a better cost for them per month than other options that they have available to them. Other people really enjoy the freedom that it gives them within Liberty Health Share and healthcare sharing. You really do have personal responsibility, but a lot of freedom when it comes to making your own healthcare decisions. And so people enjoy that. But one of the things that I like, and I think that other people like as well, is that you know that you're a part of a community of people who are sharing medical bills together, that are actually involved in each other's lives and helping each other on a monthly basis. Not a whole lot of things that we can say that we can regularly share with other people that deeply impact each other's lives.
And I see here that I don't want to have anybody have a misconception here, but this is not health insurance, correct?
No, it's not health insurance. We're glad not to be health insurance. Where the furthest thing from? It serves maybe the same purpose of somebody's in somebody's life, but we don't do things that other insurance companies do, and we're not in the process of pooling funds and making claims on the fund and all that kind of stuff. This is person to person, member to member, cost sharing. We don't go out and put people through litigious hurdles to try and get any kind of bills paid or anything like that. This is a voluntary community of people of like mind who are truly there to support one another.
Yeah, we're speaking with Chief Communications Officer for Liberty Health Share, Matt Bellis, as we talk here a little bit about what they offer. You know, you've kind of spoke to the benefits of healthcare sharing, and I want to talk a little bit about pre-existing conditions and maybe how that works here with Liberty Health Share.
Sure. We handle pre-existing conditions in a number of ways. There's an opportunity that people, if they have a pre-existing condition, that they can go on our website, go through the enrollment process. Doesn't cost any money to apply to become a member. If you have a pre-existing condition, we'll work with you to see how that pre-existing condition can interact with Liberty Health Share, how it may affect your membership. But there's one thing that we do that I really like, and it's a program that we have called Health Track. And Health Track is there for people who may have a pre-existing condition that is responsive to some sort of lifestyle change. So let's say somebody has somebody's diabetic, or you know they have type 2 diabetes, or obesity, or smoking, or hypertension, or blood pressure. If a person were to be on Health Track, we would assign them a coach of $80 per month to help pay for the coach, and that then starts to set some specific goals that a member sets along with their nurse, and whenever they have those goals met, that they meet with their nurse on a regular basis, once they meet those goals, then they come off of Health Track, they graduate, and they still retain their Liberty Health Share membership. But it's a way that we can help our members become a little bit healthier, have a little bit better lives, really work with them to give them a healthier outlook on their life.
Okay, again, libertyhealthshare.org, the website here. I'm curious, as far as working this in, if you get maybe your health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, how does Liberty Health Share coordinate with that?
Liberty Health Share is actually a recognized healthcare sharing ministry by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It is something that actually fulfills your mandate under the ACA to have health insurance. But our members from Liberty Health Share are actually exempt from the fines and the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. So it fulfills what you need to have under the law, but exempts you from the fines and the mandates under the ACA.
Okay. So who would you recommend this to if they're not sure, maybe to learn more about this?
Well, I can't say exactly who would be the best fit for Liberty Health Share, because I do have to say that we're not for everybody. We're an organization of people that are of like mind, that want to share medical expenses, that want to take responsibility for their health and their life. People who are going to concern themselves with the details of what their medical care is going to be. You know, it's a different way of taking care of your health care. It's a completely different paradigm shift for an individual And so we want to make sure that this is a good fit for people. So that's why we ask them, go to libertyhealthshare.org. Up at the top right-hand corner, you'll find a button that says Free Decision Guide. Go ahead and click that and download a Free Decision Guide and make sure that this is a good fit for you. If this is something that you want to be a part of, we would love to have you. But if you look at it and you say, it might not be for me, that's fine. We can part as friends. But we believe that there's a lot of people that can benefit from this, and we want them to go out, explore Liberty HealthShare, see if it's a good fit for them.
Well, no doubt the cost of health care is not cheap, and so something like this could benefit a lot of people probably.
Well, we do hope so.
Yeah. All right. If people need more information, again, how can they get a hold of you guys?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. Or go on you can give us a call, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. Go online, libertyhealthshare.org.
Okay, Matt Bellis, again, Chief Communications Officer with Liberty HealthShare, our guest here on In Focus. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State.